Do you feel that in a time when we are more connected than ever, we are drifting away from real human connection, especially to ourselves? I do. Hi, I'm Leticia Latino, and I want to invite you to join me and my very inspiring guests in exploring ways to reconnect to your essence, to your definite purpose, to what makes you tick. Are you ready? Hello there, and welcome to a new episode of Back to Basics, Reconnecting to the Essence of You. I'm with Theresa Rose today. She's a brand and business crystallizer, strategic co-creator, and certified speaking professional who works with experts and their businesses to create one-of-a-kind visual brands they can draw on a cocktail napkin. I love that. Using her crystallization process, Theresa helps thought leaders clarify, amplify, and monetize their brilliance as efficiently and lucratively as possible. Hello, Theresa, and welcome to Back to Basics.
Thank you for having me, Leticia. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, everything I read so far, it's intriguing. And I think you're onto something, because definitely I believe that the brand, you know, our brand, and I'm personally passionate about it, because a few years I committed to my own brand and people's like, what is she doing? And I got a lot of that, like, does she want to change jobs? Why is she doing this? And I think it's one of the best things I did. So I'm excited to have you on the show and hear more about it.
I'm excited to be here. You know, it's not just about your business that needs crystallization. It's really our personal brands too. It's, do we know ourselves so well that we can draw ourselves on a cocktail napkin? Because then we can show up more purposefully and powerfully and persuasively when we are in our everyday lives, right? At our jobs, absolutely, in our communities, in our homes, in our relationships, everything.
I resonate with all of that. So let's start. You know, I like the origin stories, and I always like to find out if my guests were dreaming about being a crystallizer when you were a little girl, and like, what were you passionate about? How were you? Is that everything, your personality and what you dreamt about, like kind of kept up with you as you grew up, or you had some turns and twists?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, in this stage of my life, I'm very reflective of where I've been and what I learned during that journey and how it has colored where I am now, how it has informed where I am now. And I would say in my origin story, there's really three aspects that have been a part of me for, four aspects that have been a part of me forever that are still present in what I do as a crystallizer and as a speaker. Number one is I grew up as a direct sales kid. I had a single mom. She had a full-time job. She started being a consultant and then eventually a director for Mary Kay Cosmetics. I lived in Minnesota, and I grew up around the kitchen tables of strangers. I saw sales and leadership firsthand as a child. And I really understood what it looked like to run your own business and to be able to be a salesperson and what that took. And it's not what everybody thinks it is. It's about being present. It's about being service oriented. It's about being a listener to them. It's about belief and enthusiasm and clarity about what you're offering. So that's one part of the alchemy of who I am, is it just growing up around all of this. I mean, this is my mom's behind, for those who are watching it. I have a 1960 weathered copy of Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill that was my mom's copy. And it's a treasure. It's like the most precious thing to me that's in physical form. And so I learned this in a very deep way. About sales and business and empowerment and entrepreneurism. And then I would also say another part of my personality, and that actually was, I used to play with my mom's office stuff when I was little. My favorite thing to fill out were order forms and weekly summary sheets. So I really understand, you know, and I have passion around that. So there's that part as well. And then I was a theater nerd. You know, I loved being on stage. stage. I'm a performer. I'm a natural performer. I won most enthusiastic in second grade. You know, I am just naturally somebody who loves the stage. You know, I've always loved comedy. Lucille Ball was my favorite growing up.
I love it. Yes.
And Carol Burnett, you know, those women were major influencers on my life. And I always wanted to be on stage. So I was a professional speaker and have been for the last 15 years. And so the love of the stage, I would say, came from that. And then finally, one of my greatest teachers was a woman named Mrs. Rivio, and I was blessed to have her be a teacher and a mentor for me for years in middle school. I was in a special program for super nerds, and what we did was every week we had a chance, you know, a couple of hours a week to be together in this classroom and really, you know, expand our thinking, expand our creativity, expand our ability to have critical thinking, conceptual thinking, learning how persuasion works, how the brain works, how language fits into it. So I've always had this fascination with how we can communicate as effectively as possible using pictures and words. So all of those things, my stagecraft and my mom's background of being an entrepreneur and my sales penchant, all of those things kind of bring me to where I am today as a crystallizer.
Very powerful, very powerful. But it was there a time that where you said, like, did you know this was your path from the get-go, or was
path?
I always like to hear that part, because I hear when people find their brilliance or when they crystallize their brilliance, as you said, it's almost like it doesn't have to be that you're in a bad place, but it's either you are in a great place and you achieve everything you could achieve, and then you still don't feel fulfilled. And I've had many guests on this show that are extremely, extremely successful people, millionaires that, you know, say, I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. And then they look for that turn, or the opposite, or two, that you're so miserable that you say, you know, what else can I lose? I'm just going to just make a huge change. How did it happen for you into stepping into, okay, I'm good at these three things, I'm passionate about these three things, let me just amplify this message and crystallize it, really?
You know, I stumbled into this phase. I didn't create it by intention. I didn't always know it was going to happen. My life has taken unbelievable twists and turns, some of which are, you know, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And we're all multifaceted. You know, we're in a place where if you look at us from one direction, you can see a bubbly, shiny, positive, enthusiastic person who looks like she never has a bad day. And then from another perspective, I have deep, deep wounds that I'm still healing through, that I'm, you know, trying to unearth trauma so I don't repeat poor behavior, right? And bad choices and hurtful things. So there's all these things that we are. And what I've done over the last, let's say, 15 years is really do the exploration internally to figure out who I really am and what lights me up, and unearth kind of the gunk so that I can clear the channel and I can really be the woman that I'm designed to be, divinely designed to be. And so how I got into this crystallization was an interesting experience. I, of course, always, you know, I always would love to break things down to its simplest form. That's what I realized was the way that you could get people to do things. So I had a corporate background. I was in a senior management of marketing and product development for a Fortune 100 company when I was in my 20s. I was responsible for $100 million of annual revenue and had a huge global team. And I realized that the way you get people to get things done is you communicate with crystal clarity. You make sure they understand what they're doing and what the expectations are and how do we accomplish that together. And so I have that background of, you know, business efficiency and project management and development and whatnot. But when I moved into the role of being a professional speaker, what I found is that I had all this talent and all these gifts and all this desire to reach people, and I wasn't being successful to the degree that I knew I could be. And what I came to is, it's not that I'm not worthy. It's that I'm not communicating my worth in a way that they're understanding it. They're putting me in the same pool of free speakers, right? It's people that just want to tell their story, and they say they talk about wellness or mind body, you know, connection or mindfulness or energy, which are all the things that I was talking about. But I was just getting, I wasn't differentiated. I couldn't, nobody knew what was different about me. And I decided I was going to fix that. So what I did was I created a contextual model or a picture of my brilliance. And it took me, I started it in a week. I went to my best friend's house and I turned every machine off. And I literally just dumped out on post-it notes everything that I knew. Everything that I thought I could teach people through my experiences of not only corporate America, but also I was, I ran a healing center and I would do, I led guided meditations and I was a Reiki master and I taught, you know, about the mind-body connection and all of the things. And so I put all of that down on post-it notes and then I crafted a model around that that makes sense, that you can draw, that you can literally see in your mind when I describe it. Mindfulness in the center, 9 areas of focus all around that center of mindfulness that are movement, meditation, manifestations, meetings, messages, mentors and masterminds, media, messes and meals and Z's. I took everything I knew and put it in this beautiful framework. And then what happened is, and Mrs. Rivio would be thrilled when she saw that. In fact, I share with her, I just did a TEDx talk at TEDx Temecula called Doodle Your Dream, How a Cocktail Napkin Will Save the World. And I did a big old shout out to Mrs. Rivio.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. But when I did that, then I had other people, because I was in the National Speakers Association and currently am also, and I had colleagues that would say, could you do that for me? Could you do that model thing for me? And I go, I don't know, maybe. And I created this process, this crystallization process. And essentially what I do, Leticia, is I see people for a living. I look at their brilliance. I find their brilliance in the wild, which is how they show up in the world. I read them, I listen to them, I watch them, I interact with them, and I see what makes them shine that they can't see. And I distill it down to its essence. So to the essence of you, I love it because we're so aligned in purpose. And then I design a one-of-a-kind model that you can draw on a cocktail napkin with it. And once they know themselves that well, they can build an empire off of it.
Well, that's powerful. You know, I'm a big believer of that. So I'm sure that there's somebody in my audience that's like, that sounds good. Yeah, well, I'm a firm, but like you're preaching to fire.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that that we don't spend too much time like really understanding who we are and what we like. And I've shared probably in some other, but a while back, actually was before, right before when the pandemic hit. So it was great because I used the pandemic time to work on that. And it's, you know, I work in the family business and we do towers and people know us as towers. And sometimes it bothered me that I'll say I'm so much more than towers and the family business.
Yeah.
I like other things. And so I created my own webpage where I was able to show the different sides of me. As a mom, as a podcaster, as a other things, so that I try to push back on this concept that this is all you are. And I think for whatever reason, we allow that to happen, we either identify too much with a company we work for. Every time I hear my friends saying we, I'm like, you realize that we is them. It's not you. I mean, you're part of that. And it's great that you feel part of that. But they kind of, the identity of the company becomes their identity.
Correct. And their intellectual property. Here's where I like to come in. Who I love to work with. I mean, I love to work with a lot of different kinds of people, but one in particular is I love to work with executives who are currently in an organization that they have given their time, their talent, their energy, their blood, sweat, and tears to, and they don't really have a brand at all. And they want one eventually. They want to be gone from that place, but they need to create a runway from where they are now to where they want to go. And they don't know how to do that. Well, the first thing is, just to your point, what you did is you created your personal brand that's above and beyond. It includes what you do in a family business, but it's so, you are so much more than your job. So when you can really get clarity about who you are, regardless of where you work, then you start building content around that, like your website, like blogs, like podcast interviews, et cetera, books, speeches, courses. You know, you can do all sorts of things off of those that doesn't necessarily take away from the corporate role you have, the business role you have, and you can start to actually create that runway. So eventually you can launch and you actually have something to go toward. You actually have built it during that time. That's what I really like to work with people like that.
I love that. And I think you're 100%. I think you definitely have a segment, a niche of people, because you are the expert on this. I did it almost organically, following my intuition. Like, I need to do this. Even the podcast, I say, I need to bake in something that makes me tick. And it cannot be only because my life needed it. I do it and I don't make money out of it. I just get inspired. And I'm meeting so many nice people. And I mean, my network has grown with such high quality people. And I never did it because of that. But I get so many, and I'm going to pound on this point because I think that this is where a lot of people get stuck. This idea that I wasn't doing good. When I started doing all this, I got accused for being unfocused, for being all over the place. What is she doing? What does she want to achieve with this? Now she's blogging. Now she has an article, you know, and I see it. I understand how people that are not in your process, in your journey, can see that you're on focus. And my message was, I never felt more focused because I know exactly what my pillars are, and they're all cross-connecting and helping each other.
Yes.
And I know you're big. And so that's why I want to go here, because I know you're big about that concept of not selling, but like show and telling. I saw one of your videos. I think that's very powerful. So I think that's a very big wisdom that I would love to share with my audience.
Yeah, let's talk about sales, because here's the thing. That's what I ultimately am about. I'm ultimately about, when it comes to the fact that you can earn money off of your brilliance, that you are going to get the cash, the whole cold hard cash, the 16-digit number, the big old check that's going to get mailed to your office, the electronic transfer. When that actually happens is what I'm here to help people do, is get them to the money, honey. Okay. So how do we do that? Is we look at the various stages of how that happens. So that's a sales conversation. How do we get to have more of those sales conversations where someone is going to say, yes, I want to give you money. Okay. So yes, I want to give you money. That's a sales conversation. So the first thing I look at, and I've done a business development role for a global executive network. I know how to close deals with strangers for high ticket items quickly. Okay. And I know that process is one that, A, you need to love sales conversations. You can't hide against it. You can't resist it. You can't avoid it. You want to dive into it. You want to just eat it up for breakfast. Okay. And the way that you can feel that passionate about having a sales conversation is to change the way that you look at it and realize it's not a sales conversation at all. What it is a show and tell experience. A show and tell experience. And when you see that, let's talk about like the traditional sales dynamics. The traditional sales dynamics are, you're the buyer and I'm the seller, and we're adversaries, right? You have the power. I'm the submissive. I hope and pray and beg and plead and send off a bunch of commission breath that says, please, please, please pick me. And that is, of course, nobody wants to be in that situation. I don't want to be in that situation in any way. So how do we shift that dynamic? And that's what, by the way, what keeps people limited is because they have that inherent deep resistance to feeling submissive when they don't want to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what prohibits them from going after the job. That's what prohibits them from swiping right. That's what prohibits them from creating their new business and creating their website and going after what they want. So if we can change that and realize you're not going to be submissive, you're not going to be the one that doesn't have the power, you're going to be hosting a show and tell situation. And that show and tell situation is your brilliance. All you're doing is showing somebody, you know, like in school when we'd have show and tell, and mm-hmm. I'd say, everybody, here's my book from my mom, and it's The Think and Grow Rich from 1960. And here it is, and I'm excited about it. And my favorite chapter is chapter 10, The Power of the Mastermind. And I show it, and I get to talk all about it. Okay. Yes. My energy, my enthusiasm, my interest, my clarity, my power, my belief is in when I'm doing my show and tell. We've chosen this thing to show other people. Right. Mm-hmm. So the same holds true when we're going after cocktail napkin selling is I'm going to not think you're going to judge me. What I'm going to do is first and foremost, this is the power of an effective sales call. Okay. Where regardless of what it is, it could be a formal sales call. It could be the promotion conversation with your boss. It could be a presentation to get a paid board position. I don't care. Okay. Whatever it is, it's that persuasive dialogue. So what I recommend people do when they know themselves so well, they can draw it on a cocktail napkin. Then what happens is in that sales dynamic is I'm relaxed. If I'm the seller, I'm super relaxed and I'm present and I'm listening with my ears and my eyes and my heart to who you are as another human being. Okay. As the buyer, I'm listening to you and you will reveal yourself always. You will reveal yourself of what matters to you, what you care about, what your goals are. And I listen with my mind, body, and spirit to all of that and acknowledge them for that. And I haven't done any selling. Okay. I've just been present with them. And then what will happen invariably is the law of reciprocity will kick in and they will say, okay, well, enough about me. Let's focus on you. And you go, okay. And you're super relaxed and chill. And you say, this is what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about crystallization. I believe that the world runs in an organic way from clarify, then to amplify, then to monetize. Clarify, amplify, monetize. Not the other way around. Most people chase after monetize, monetize, monetize all day long, and they wear themselves out and they run out of money and the marketplace doesn't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And when they struggle with monetize, they push against the grain of growth and they try to amplify. They buy a bunch of stuff. They buy PR services and ad mm-hmm. times and special coaches that they think can push them up to the top. And they buy views on their TED Talk and they do all sorts of things to try to amplify their brilliance. And that only serves to make them tired and spend too much money. The reality is, I believe that when we can clarify our brilliance, what happens inside of us so well that we could draw it on a cocktail napkin, we automatically amplify that strategically because we're saying the same stuff everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Then we monetize, clarify, amplify, monetize. This is what I believe in, Leticia. This is what I believe in. And this is the hill I'm going to die on. And so then I talk to you as not my buyer anymore. What I'm talking to you with is I from a perspective of peer and potential partner. You either believe in what I'm saying in my cocktail napkin or you don't. And it's okay. If you don't believe that I know how to clarify so you can amplify and then monetize, then we're not good partners. You see the difference in the energy between when you are thinking you're the one that's being judged, you're the one that's being evaluated, and you're the one in submission, as opposed to I'm going to be present with you, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to hear what you need, and then I'm going to pivot, and you and I are going to look at the cocktail napkin mm-hmm. and decide, right? Yes, and it will absolutely. Make itself known. It's just, it's dynamics, it's energy. And when you have that balance, sales is easy. That's why I call it show and tell, not sell.
Mm, very powerful. I think it's one of the clearest explanations we've had because it's really, there's a shift where you start showing up and showing your value and showing what you do. And I joke around with people. It's like, I don't chase people anymore. Like I kind of feel that people are calling me to like get my opinion on things, and I'm getting more invited to the table. But instead of me doing the chasing, it's almost like the opportunities are coming easier just because the messaging is there. People know what you're doing. Like if I write a blog about my brilliance and anybody can do this, and you start messaging that in a consistent way, then people know what you're up to. You don't even have to pitch anymore.
Exactly. You don't pitch anymore. They will come to you, and you don't even have to do it as much. And the other thing that I think is so essential it isn't just about tightening up your messaging. It's about illustrating it. It's about pictures, because we are in such a distracted, disengaged, traumatized, overwhelmed, over-medicated, underslept world. We cannot expect to add more words to get our success. We don't need more words. We need less words and more insight. And the only way that you can go to less words and more insight is to turn it into a visual. Get a picture, because our brains remember and recognize and take action upon pictures far more than we do words. That's why we teach our kids with picture books to read.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I'm a big believer. I recently spoke on a different episode about vision boards and the importance of making one. And I'm big on having my kids also. And it's amazing when they start putting the pictures, and it's just really a shifting behavior. You can see it.
Yep. You can, because they'll feel it. Once you have something into a visual format, you can feel it. You not just understand it, which is important. Okay. It's important that they clearly understand it. And when you have a picture of it, people understand it. That's why the best ideas are doodled on cocktail napkins. Because that's where stuff happens. Magic happens. Collaborations happen. Partnerships happen out in the wild. They happen when we are at the neighborhood potluck. They happen in the airport bar. They happen in the mixer that I went to in Des Moines, Iowa, right? Like they just happen everywhere. And so what I like to do is I talk about the power of the cocktail napkin as a technology for success, because it's the best kind of technology. It's always available. Mm-hmm. It never breaks down. It's easy to transport, right? And people remember it. And you can always just go, hey, let me just find a napkin here somewhere, and I'm going to draw something. That's the kind of technology you want to lean into when the universe gives you the opportunities, when the doors open. You want to be able to take advantage of that now. And when you know yourself, you know your brand, you know your business that well, then every moment is an opportunity to have a life-changing sales conversation.
Well, I love everything you're saying. And so to take a small step back, let's say that we have people in the audience that, with your enthusiasm, I mean, I'm like, everybody's sold, I'm pretty sure. And they can go to your webpage, which I will have it on the show notes, but it's theresarose.com.
Yep.
And, they can book a call with you. That's an actionable item where I say, I want to start stepping into my brilliance and crystallizing, but we know that not everybody's that, proactive. What would you advise to say if any of this is resonating with? What would be like an exercise, a practice? What would you do? Like you feel a little butterfly right now, which is you yourself telling you, go look into what they're talking about. Right. What do I do next?
So, well, first, I would love for them to go to teresarose.com/clear so they can actually see what my process is and get a 10-part video series of what I do, little mini videos of what I do to actually crystallize someone's brilliance, because it's really helpful to have a framework to do this process. But my invitation to them, in addition to that, is to ask themselves, okay, what's coming up in my world that is the most important thing that I could do to really affect positive change in my life? What meeting do I have? What presentation do I have? What article can I write? What video can I do? What conversation can I have that will really truly move the needle for me to start realizing my dreams? Okay. And then, so that's number one, is figure out what that is. And number two, then ask yourself, and what could I do to turn that into a visual that will help me? So for example, if I have a presentation that I'm going to do, in fact, right after this, I'm going to create a slide deck for a client presentation. I'm going to look at that and say, what can I do to create early on in that presentation a visual that will help people understand where we're going to go? Mm-hmm. And it might just be a triangle that you have three levels of the triangle. Floor one, we're going to do this. Then we're going to step up to this. And then we're going to step up to this, whatever it might be. Or maybe it's a square and you're going to say, we're going to talk about four areas right now. Mm-hmm. Whatever you think, even if it's like, okay, in the next job interview I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that I have my cocktail napkin of what my three big circles are of what my gifts are, right? Maybe my three big circles are I am collaborative and I am creative and I am, you know, connecting with people. Mm-hmm. Right. And by the way, I did that on purpose because alliterations are patterns, and patterns, the brain loves patterns. Mm-hmm. So anything you can do to have something that's alliterative, that feels good when you're saying it, then you have those three circles, like concentric circles, let's say, or not concentric circles, but like a Venn diagram kind of mm-hmm. circles, and you're in the middle. Then you have this idea that goes, every question I get in this job interview, I'm going to lean into one of those three circles, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're going to direct the conversations. Instead of having an interview where you're going to talk about 17 things that you've done, you're mm-hmm. going to focus all that conversation on, am I going to talk about this one answer that I'm collaborative, that I'm creative, or mm-hmm. that I'm a connector, right? Mm-hmm. I know that I can prove those three things. So I'm going to use those as my foundation. So I encourage any of your listeners to look at, what could I do for any future coming up quickly? Mm-hmm. Any future initiative that I could create a visual that will help anchor my insight and my approach.
Mm, I love that. Great. I love giving people actionable items. So I also love giving my guests an opportunity to share anything that's exciting you that we haven't touched upon. I know you just mentioned that you just did a TED Talk, which yeah. will be on the show notes too. Congratulations. That's a big
Thank
deal.
Thank you.
That's
it's huge. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. I believe it.
And I'm I sure loved it's it fantastic. So much. I'm really, really proud of it. I really love it a lot.
I believe it. It's a big deal. So you did that. So what other things you want to share that maybe we haven't touched upon that you want to share with the audience?
Oh boy, you know, I have, those are the things that I just feel excited about. You know, I'm excited to share my TEDx talk. I'm excited to share it on more stages, you know, bringing Crystallize Your Brand onto more stages, you know, for conferences and you know, different events. I just want more people to know, because I really believe that when we can see our brilliance in a crystallized way, then our potentiality soars, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm really, really passionate about that and want to be able to share that on more stages, pages, and screens.
Oh, love it. Well, I'm sure you will, because I can tell you're onto something big and you're really inspiring. I think your message is a very important one, because this process, of course, a small part that being like I hear and I learn, but it's counterintuitive. And I think that's really what the biggest struggle is. Like, come on, I need to make money. I run a company. I cannot be doing drawings about who I am. And like, it seems like unimportant, but it's the most important work we can do.
Absolutely. It's the foundation. It's the foundation. And one need only look at people like, you know, Simon Sinek, who had three concentric circles with three little words that says why, how, and what. And he built an empire on start with why. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this is smart business. This isn't just, you know, airy fairy cosmic muffiny. Who do I know and how do I shine? This is about actually leveraging our brilliance in such a way that we can create a visual key for people so we can unlock that power.
I love it. Unlocking the power. So, Teresa, my last question, in the times where you want to resource yourself, when you want to reconnect with that brilliance of yours, that maybe you're not having a good day, what is it? It's something that you do, your practice, what makes you tick?
The most important thing that I do to stay as grounded and present and powerful as possible is to have a morning meditation practice. For me, that I can see the difference when I don't. And I've really made that a commitment to myself. And I noticed that everything is just a whole lot easier. So, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. I just set the timer and just be and try to, you know, calm my mind, quiet my mind. And it's a practice. Half the time, you know, of my 20 minutes, 10 minutes could just go poof because I'm doing my to-do list.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but yeah. So it's just trying to train myself to not take anything too seriously, too personally. And the ups are ups and the downs are downs, but to try to keep that level of constant peace is my goal.
Mm. Well, that's a great goal. Constant peace. Fantastic. Well, yep. I thank you, Teresa, for sharing all this amazing journey and experience. Very inspirational. And I really wish you luck. And
thank you.
Yes. And to everybody out there, please check teresasrose.com. And everything will be on the show notes. And make sure you start thinking about what's your brilliance and how you're going to crystallize it.
Yeah, draw so those cocktail napkins.
Exactly. Bring out the napkins. Everybody, until the next episode of Back to Basics. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back to Basics. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite streaming platforms. This is the best gift you can give us. Join me next week for another Back to Basics conversation. And if you want to find out about other exciting things I'm working on, visit leticialatino.com. Thank you, and until the next time.